Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'ilo Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Learning Meseches Yoma Daf Chafei. We're going to start from the Sugya Payaseis at the end of Chavdal Lamed Beis. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah, Arba Payaseis Hayi B'Mikdash, and the Gemara asks the Shaila, Lama Mafisin, why do they do the Payas? So Gemara says, Lama Mafisin Kanamar? We already explained, because originally a Trumas Hadeshim was not done through the Pais, but it came with Deis Sakana, and that's why they are Masakin the Pais. El Olam HaMafisim HaChayzinu Mafisim. Why did they do four Paiases? Why did they gather together four times to be Mafais? Why did they just make one Pais, and that Pais decide with that Pais every single Aveda? Why do they have to do four Paiases? So Nehemiah answers, Am Rabbi Yechanei Telahagish Kol HaZara, to make a big tumult in the whole Azara. Rashi says, to make a koyla main amrav kam upon him, that there should be a gathering with a big thing, a bunch of times, should cover the melech, because it says, Ashiyav not decide, the basilikim the halach beragesh. You go with basilikim beragesh with a tremendous noise. Mr. Sadness asks, if there's a din to have four payasais because of a basilikim the halach beragesh, lahagish kol azara kula, so how come before they are Masakin that Chumas Hadeshin should be with the Pais, why did they only have three Payases? Brings Taizen Afka Fehim and Beis, which is Mashmin is the Bezinder at Tam, why they wanted to have Afka four Payases? So how come before they had that Takana, that the Chumas Hadeshin should be with the Pais, why did they only have three Payases? So Sasama says, a Chiddush, no, and a Chinami. Before the Chumas Hadeshin was done with the Pais, they Taka had four Payases, they would split up some of the other payases. Maybe they'd split up the second payas and do some of the malachas in a some of the avodas would be done with a different payas. Once they had a payas at Shumas Hadeshin, so then they consolidated the other payases. Even before they had a payas at Shumas Hadeshin, they still had four payases. They would just split up the rest of the avodas into four payases, which now they do in three payases. Then the Gemara asked Mamem Mafisin, what were they wearing during the payas? If Nachman says they wore big dechel by the payas, if Sheisha some of the big dekaidish, if Sheisha says they wore the big dekaidish, the big dekuna by the payas. If Nachman big dechel, if Nachman says they wore dafka big dechel, the arm of a big dekaidish, igabal Israel the chamsi avdi. If they all be wearing big dekaidish, so people who lost the payas might be disappointed and just go and do it bizraya, the bal Israel. They'll just forcefully do the avodah even though they weren't zayich in the pious. Like this, if they weren't big dechayil, they wouldn't be able to. And if sheish is on big dechayidish, the amir big dechayil, if they're wearing big dechayil by the pious, agar chavibusim mikri v'avdi. They'll be so excited that they won the pious that they'll just run and do the avodah right away and they won't realize that they're wearing big dechayil and they'll do the avodah with the big dechayil. But male, they have to wear big dechayidish before the pious. So the Gvura Sariya Sakasha on Rav Sheshes, that if Rav Sheshes holds that they had to dafka use big dekaidish by the pious, because if they would use big dechayil, maybe the agav chavavuse mikri v'avdi, because the one who won the pious would be so excited to do the avodah by big dechayil, and the Rambam taka passes like Rav Sheshes. So if so, so why do you have the same problem by kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? L'chayre, if they would do the pious without kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, so you should have the same shash that the one who wins the pious will be so excited to do the avodah. He'll do the avodah without kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. That also passes the avodah. Alei rechutz yadayim v'raglayim passes the avodah. So why would they chayshish dafka legabe big day kuna that he should have to wear big day kuna because he might run and do the avodah right away? Why aren't they also chayshish for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? So he says he can't say that he did the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim before the pious because the Mishnah in Talmud is klar mavur that the one who does Chumas Hadeshin after the pious, they have to warn him, make sure, don't go near without doing Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Vaistais, that he didn't do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim before the pious. After the pious, they warned him, don't go near the Chumas Hadeshin without doing Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That's what says mafurish in the Mishnah in Talmud. So, why would they, legabe the din of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim be saimach on the warning, and the guy that didn't have big day kaidish, you'd have to wear big day kaidish. They were afraid if you wear big day chayil, you might do the avodah without in the big day chayil. Agav chavusay. So the Gvura Sari answers that the first pious by Chumas Hadeshin, it's mavur there in Talmud, in the Tzmashman that way, in the Mishnayos and Tamid, it's Mavur and the Mefarish of Tamid this way, they didn't do it in the Lishkas Hagazis. They didn't actually do that pious in the Lishkas Hagazis. They did that pious in the Beis HaMikat. Far away from the Lishkas Hagazis, is very close to the Azar. They did it in the Beis HaMikat, far away from the Makom Avodah. So Mele Tainit, the Gvuras Yud is a Chilik. The first pious they did in the Beis HaMikat, the Mele is no Chash of Agav Chavusei, that'll just run and do the Avodah. It's too far. And the Mele, they didn't have to do the Kiddush Darim Glayim, and he learned Tainit Hanami. That pious wasn't done by Big Day Kiddush. That pious was done by Big Day Chayil. That's how he learns. So that pious, Yubalta was far away. There was no Chash of Agav Chavusei Mikra Vavdi. They did that pious with Big Day Chayil. And they didn't do the pious with Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. But the other payasas, the other three payasas, just like they did the pious with Big Day Kiddush, because Agav Chavusei, Mikri V'Avdi, they might run and do the Avodah right away with the Big Day Chayil because of the Chavivah. So who didn't? They would have to be washed the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim before the pious, because otherwise Agav Chavusei, Mikri V'Avdi, he'll run and do the Avodah without Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Now the emes is, Enechanami, the Mefarish and Tomataka learns that way, that the first pious was in the Beis HaMikat, not in the Lishkas Hagazis. But the Rambam and the Smag and the Be'er Sheva points this out in Tamid, are klar mashma that the first pious also was in the Lishkas Hagazis, and the first pious was also done by Big Day Kiddush. So Mel, lefi the Rambam and lefi the Smag, his teretz wouldn't stim. The Rambam and the Smag hold that the first pious also was in the Lishkas Hagazis. So Meli, it had the same chash of Mikri V'Avdi by the first pious and from the other piyasis. So Meli, if you see from the Mishnah in Tamid that they didn't do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim till after the pious, you have the same kasha. How come Lagabi Big Day Kiddush V'Chayshish that he might do the Avodah B'Big Day Chayil, and Lagabi Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim Manach Chayshish? Also, the Nezer HaKiddush asks, L'Chayr it's a Peladik V'Rasuri. The Gemara says that Ben Katan made 12 faucets for the Kiyar, so the 12 Kahanim that were icing the Tamid were Mikadish Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Vas Achas. So it's Mefurish that these 12 Kahanim that won the Pais, the second Pais, that the Gemara says in this Mishnah, the Mishnah here in Daf Chafei, Mishaycha Mizayrik V'Chuli, the Shaycha, like the Gemara says, doesn't have to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, but everyone else, the Zrika, the Malei Varam, the Kevish, the Mizbech, they all went and Mekadish Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Vas Achas. So you see, Mefurish, that only the ones that won the Pais were Mekadish Yadayim V'Raglayim. According to the Gvura Sari, that they had to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim before the Pais, so Kumtais, every single Kayin that participated in the Pais was already Mekadish Yadayim V'Raglayim. So there's no mocking for the 12 Kahanim to Mekadish Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Vas Achas. The Baal de Gemara says that the 12 Kahanim were Mekadish Yadayim V'Raglayim B'Vas Achas. You see, Mefurish, that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim was done by the ones that won the Pais. Obviously, it was after the Pais. Otherwise, how do you know who's going to win the Pais? So obviously, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim was done after the Pais, not like the Kavusari, even by the second Pais. So you're back to the same Kasha. How come Lagabi the Big Day Kiddush, they were Cheshish Agav Chavusei Mikra V'Avdi, but Lagabi Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, they weren't Cheshish for it? So the Nezer HaKadosh is just two terutzim to Mechalit and Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, that you're not Cheshish, he'll do it without Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and Big Day Chayil, that you are Cheshish, he'll do it in the Big Day Chayil. One terutz is that if there was no takana to wear Big Day Kiddush, there's still, as long as there's no takana fakert, Rav Sheshes is a holik of Nachman that there's a chash of Bala Yisrois, so as long as there's no takana fakert, it's definitely possible that many kahanim would already be wearing the Big Day Kiddush. So if that's so, since some of the kahanim were wearing the Big Day Kiddush and some are not, so then if one who's not wearing the Big Day Kiddush would win the pious, he might forget himself, he might forget that he's wearing Big Day Chol, because other people are wearing Big Day Kiddush and just do the Avodah. Mashengen, Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, nobody was Mekadish Yadayim V'Raglayim before the pious, and Memela, there's no Shash that he'll forget. That's one teretz. Second teretz, he says, is that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim doesn't take that long. It's not such a big tercha. So even though he's all excited about doing the Avodah, he won't forget to do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim because it's not a big tercha. Mashenken, to go and take off the Big Day Chayil and put on the Big Day Kiddush, that's a big tercha. So that he might just forget to do because of the big tercha involved. I thought maybe you could say a third teretz. I'll be the Ritva. The Ritva says an interesting thing. B'emesin, it's a shtickle shreir chash that a person will go and be Eivin in Big Day Chayil. How Mamish go be Eivin in Big Day Chayil? The Kainim should know that they have to be Eivin in Big Day Kuna. The Rizvah says a Lashin that he's Mikri V'Avdi. Why? The alive Big Day Chayil Mamish Ninu. It's not Big Day Chayil Mamish. El could have seen by Yehuda Shein Ruin Lavaydis Yach and Kedisa B'Samach. The Gemara later asks the question that if we're talking about Big Day Chayil, so where do they have him? It's Nefes. So the Gemara says, yeah, you can have him it's Nefes or Big Day Chayil, because it says, Kain Sha'asla Ime Kesainis other by Avedis Yachit. If, let's say, his mother made him a Kesainis, it wasn't the Kesainis that was made by the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't the Big Day Kuna that came from the Tzibur, that came from Hekdash, so then you can't use it for Avedis Tzibur, but you could use it for Avedis Yachit. So the Big Day Chayil we're referring to were not Mamish Big Day Chayil. They were made Mamish like Big Day Kuna. They were kain shas la'imai. They were made by the mother, and they taka wakasha fa'avaydis yachit. So, in such a case, there is a big shash that the kain won't realize, he won't remember that the big begadim that he had, which are actually exactly similar to the big dekuna, aren't really big dekuna, that the private begadim that his mother made for him, and mele he can't use the fa'avaydis sibah. So that's what is a shash. So if you learn that way, like the Dvar's learning, the Dvar's trying to bavarn l'chayra, that they wouldn't forget that Mamish do Avayda was just Big Day Chayil. No one would ever do such a thing. But the pshat was that they were wearing, the Big Day Chayil that they were wearing, according to Rav Nachum, was Big Day Chayil that looked exactly like Big Day Kuna. It was Kayin Sha'as La'imai Ksainis. And that's why there's a kshash that they'll forget. So Mela, it's very good, but Kiddush Yadayim V'Reglayim, also, there's no chash anyone forget. Kiddush Reglayim was a rule. Everyone understood. Avada, you do Kiddush Reglayim before you do Aveda. There's no such thing as a kain forgetting such a thing. It was only this type of Big Day Chayil, which are really Big Day Kuna. It's just not coming from the Tzibur. It's kain Shas La'imai. Then there's a chash taka that they'll forget. Kopanim, it does seem mavur. The Nezah Kiddush has a very stark kash in the Gur Suri. It does seem very mavur that they didn't do the Kiddush Yadayim Reglayim before the Pais, and you'd have to be mechalik one of these chalukim. Why? But kiddush yadayim v'reglayim. There's no chash that he'll do that avodah without kiddush yadayim v'reglayim. The Gemara Sri has another ar on this Gemara. The Gemara is mavur according to Rav Sheshis, and that's how the Rambam paskins that they did the pais with the big day kuna. He says there's a Gemara later that talks about if kahanim are lighter with big day kuna shaloi b'shas avodah. The Gemara later on daf samach tes is mavur that the maskan of the Gemara is the Kahanim are allowed to wear the Big Day Kuna in the Beis HaMikdash even when they're not doing the Avodah. It's a Machlokes Rambam and Ravid though. The Rambam holds that's only the Isser of wearing Big Day Kuna, the Isser of Mila Behekdish, that they're not allowed to wear Megadim, Big Day Kuna, Hekdish, you can't wear them Stamazai, but no, there's a Hetter for Kahanim to wear Big Day Kuna, it's not called Mila Behekdish if they're wearing it in the Beis HaMikdash even when they're not doing Avodah. But the Avnate, and the Gemara before discusses it, if you hold, and this is how the Rambam paskins, the Avnate of the Kohen Gadol is the same as the Avnate of the Kohen Hedyot. And the Avnate of the Kohen Hedyot also was made with Klayim, was made with Tchelis and Argaman and Sheish, and Memela, and had an Issa Shatnes. So that Issa Shatnes is only Mutter Al Tzasei Dechaloy Tzasei, that the say of wearing the Big Dekun is Dechaloy Tzasei of Klayim. And Mimela Shloi B'Shas Avodah, when you're not Mekayim and Mitzvah wearing the Big Day Kuna, you're not allowed to wear the Avnate. There's an Issa Deraisa, Issa Lav of wearing Shatnez. So the Rambam says, Kahanim can wear the Big Day Kuna in the Beis HaMikdash, even when they're not doing Avodah. Only the three Begadim they can wear, the Mechnasayim and the Ksainis and the Mitznefes. But the Avnate, since the Avnate is Shatnez, they can't wear the Avnate except when they're doing Avodah, Al Tzasei Dechaloy Tzasei. That's a Shita Rambam. The Ravid argues, the Ravid says no. All the Big Day Kuna were given for Kanim to wear even Shloi B'Shas Avodah, even the Avnate, there's no problem of Shatnez. It's Hutra, since it's Big Day Kuna, there's no Issa Shatnez by Big Day Kuna. B'chalik is Ram and Ravid. So the Gvur Sari says in this Sugya L'Charetz Mavur like the Ravid. If they wore the Big Day Kuna, B'Shas the Pious, and L'Charetz, of course, they have to wear the Avnate also. Because if they didn't wear the Avnate, they have the same problem. They'll go do the Avodah without the Avnate because they're so excited. And if they're not wearing the Avnate, that's also Mechus HaMegadim. It's also an Issa to do Avodah then. What's the Pasul's Avodah? So the Chayra is Mavur that during the Pais, they wore the Avnate. Otherwise, what did they gain by wearing the Big Day Kuna? They have the same problem of Mikri V'Avni, because they're not wearing the Avnet. And if they were wearing the Avnet, it's Shalei B'Shas Aveda. So how could they wear the Avnet? You don't have the Dechia V'Sei Dechalei Sasei. There's a clear eye to the Raivin that Kahanim allowed to wear the Avnet, even Shalei B'Shas Aveda. That's what it says in the Gvura Sari. And the Shagasai Simchavtes, the same Mechaber, he writes again the Raya together with Kama V'Kama of the Rayas. There in the Shagasai is Mechriya like the Raivin, that is Kama Rayas to the Raivin, that Kahanim are allowed to wear the Avnet, even Shalei B'Shas Aveda. One of the Rayas is from this Gemara, like he brings here in Gvura Sari. The Beis Halevi, in his first Tshuva, Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph, he has also a very long discussion about this Machlekes Rambam and Raivin, and he names on that it's not a kasha from this Gemara, because it could be they just didn't wear the Avnet. They just wore the other begadim. Aye, what about the Taina Mishum Chavivusa, the Mikriv Avni? So he says, very similar to one of the Terutzim we said about Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, that when it's a big Tircha, you have to put in all the begadim, there you'll be Cheshish, and they won't do it. They'll just run and do that Avnet without the big Dekuna. Mashayin, if all you have to do is put on the Avnet, it doesn't take so long to put on the Avnet. To put on a belt, this is a very quick thing. So Mel, there's no chash that they won't put on the belt before the Avnet will be able to remind them to put on the belt. There won't be a chash just missing the Avnet. The Nezer Kedish is a pshad. Then no, Loilim, you could say they take a wore the Avnet. But since they're wearing an Avnet because of the chash that they might do the Avnet without the Avnet, that's also called a Tzarech Avnet. That's also called a Tzarech Avnet. The Maya says, you like to wear big dekun al Tzarech Avnet. That's the din. Even though Shalei L'Tzarech Avodah, you can't wear the Avnet because of Shatnez, but whenever it's a Tzarech Avodah, you're allowed to wear it. This thing that there's a Chashash, that maybe they'll do the Avodah without it, and that's why they're wearing the Avnet, that's also called a Tzarech Avodah, that also would be matter for them to wear the Avnet. For male, it's not a Kash on the Rambam that holds that they can't wear the Avnet Shalei B'Shas Avodah al-Tz Kalayim. Now the Gemara brings a Braisa that describes how the pious was done. The Gemara says, Lishkas Agazis came in Basilki Gedar Lahaisa. The Lishkas Agazis was like a big tower. Haisa Pais from Mizracha. They had the Pais on the east side of the Lishkas Agazis. The Zakan Yeshiba Marava and the Zakan, the Talmud Chacham, was sitting on the west side. The Kahanim were Kafim Va'imdim came in Bechulyar. And the Kahanim were around in a big circle, like a bracelet, like a circle. The moon above and out of its nefes mireisha shalachemem. The moon comes and takes the hat of one of them. The yoyim shemenu pious maskel. So people should know that the pious starts from there. I already mentioned on Daf Chav Beis that the Ritva and the Teis Hashanim say that the one who said the number didn't know where the pious was going to start. He wasn't the one that took off that. He said the number, and the one who took off that didn't know the number, and therefore they could not have arranged that the number should come in any specific kain, because the one who said the number didn't know where it's going to start, and the one that decided where it's going to start didn't know the number. I want to also mention Ashmata, which I didn't mention a little bit earlier in Daf Chav Gimel, where there the Gemara discusses what the Mishnah says, that they put out one finger or two fingers, and you're not allowed to put out the thumb in the Beis HaMikdash. Where Rashi learns at B'sugi Kipshutai that a Bari has to put out only one finger, a healthy person puts out only one finger. A chayla, which is difficult for him to only put out one finger, he's allowed to put out two fingers, but still, his two fingers are counted as one. You only count one number per person, whether you put out one finger or two fingers, he only counts it as one. And then, Eimetzina Gaidlu Mikdash, the reason why you don't bring out the thumb is because maybe someone will bring out the thumb and a pinky, and then the mamuna won't realize that it's from one person, so he'll count them as twice, and that's how he'll get that the girl should go on him. So therefore, you're not allowed to bring out the thumb because that's removed from the other finger, so the Munna might not realize that it's from the same person. That's Rashi Shita. The Rambam seems to have a different Shita in Gansin. The Rambam holds, first of all, he says that a Bari could put out two, and a Chayla has to put out one, Fakert. And he also says that when a Bari puts out two, you do count both fingers. You do count it as two. That's the Rambam Shita. That when you put out two, it's counted as two. And also, the Rambam says a different reason why you can't put out the thumb is because a thumb, since it's a short finger, it's pretty easy to put it out and take it in and put it out without people realizing it. So therefore, you're afraid that maybe when it's advantageous for the person to have the thumb, so maybe he'll put the thumb out. And if it's advantageous to the kayin not to have the thumb out, he'll put the thumb in. So that's the problem with the thumb. Again, that would only be the Rambam L'Shitasai, that holds that you count fingers, and if someone puts out two fingers, you count it as two. So then a person might say, well, I'll see. If I need the finger out, so I'll put it out. And if I don't want it out, if it will come out the girl on me, if I only have one finger, so then I'll make sure not to have it. So then, that's why you can't have the thumb, because it's easy to put the thumb in and out, and it'll come out of Ramos. If when you put out two fingers, you anyway count it as one, so that Ramos wouldn't be Negeya. But it's very difficult, and had to figure out the sugi of the Gemara and Dafkav Gimel like the Rambam. The sugi is Klor Mashma like Rashi, that when you put out two fingers, you only count it as one. Not like the Rambam that says when you put out two fingers, you count it as two. The Seir Chitzlik there speaks about it, to be Miyashiv had the Gemara Shtims with the Rambam. I mentioned it Bekitzer. Anyway, the Gemara says that this Lishkas Agazis must be that it's half Chayil and half Kaidish, because it can't be fully Kaidish, because otherwise the Zakim wouldn't be able to sit in the Mayriv, because Ein Yeshiva Ba'azar L'malcha Be'estavu B'vad. It can't be fully Chayil, because as a din, the Pais has to be in the Makam Azara, because of Be'esa L'kim Nahalach B'ragish. So that's why it must be that it was half Chayil and half Kaidish, and it must be that it had a opening to Chayil and an opening to Kaidish, because if the opening was only to Chayil, so then it would have a din Chayil, even if it's part of its B'Kaidish, and you wouldn't be able to do the Pais there. And if it only had an open to Kaidish, it would have a din Kaidish, even if part of it is B'Chayil, and the Zakim wouldn't be allowed to sit there, because any Shiva Ba'azara, El L'malcha Be'estava B'Vat. Taisus asks, if the din that the pious has to be in the Makam Kaidish and Azara, why did they have the pious in the actual Azara? Why did they have the pious in the Lishkas Agazis? Why not have it in the real Azara? So Taisus says, because first of all, since you're removing the Mitznefes from one of the Kahanim, so then it's not Derech Eretz for a Kain to be in the Azara Begili Rosh. Therefore, he's in the Lishka, even though it has a din Kaidish, but it's not an actual Azara, so he's allowed to be there Begili Rosh. And the second Taisus says is that since they were standing in a circle, if they'd be in the Azara, some people, their backs would be to the Heichel. You're not going to have your back to your Heichel. And the Mela, they would have it in a Lishka where there wouldn't be a problem. And the Gemara mentioned the halacha of Eini Shiva Ba'azara El Lamalcha Be'ezdava B'vat. And the Gemara says, Va'omar Mar. Omar Mar means that it was the halacha that was said. Most of the times when the Gemara brings this halacha, it says, Va'omar Mar. Actually, doesn't seem to be any Mishnah or even a Braisa which says it. In Daf Samach Tes, the Lashon Gemara is Vanan Tnan. Later in the Numa, Daf Samach Tes, Vanan Tnan in Yeshiva Ba'azor Mach Be'estava Bovan. The Magia there, B'shaya Pik, says it can't be Vanan Tnan because it's not a Mishnah. It must be Va'omer Mar like it says everywhere else. Al Kabanim was the Yeduadik of Maimer that the Gemara knew. And Rashi says the Makar is from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lamed L'Sharis, Ha'imdim Sham L'fnei Hashem. Since it says, Lamed L'Sharis, Ha'imdim Sham L'fnei Hashem, Vaisai Sazar is a Makam where you have to stand. The Gvura Suri is bothered that the Gemara in Zvachim, after Zayinim and Aleph, learns out from Lamed L'Sharis that Avoida has to be Ba'amida. There's a Psul Yeshiv by Avoida. And the Gemara learns out from Ha'imdim Sham L'fnei Hashem that this din, this Psul Yeshiv by Avoida, is dafka lefnei Hashem, dafka the base of Mikdash. Mashenkim b'bama, b'zman, there was a heter b'mais, there's no psul yeshiv by Aveda. Chayre, Ayibazai, it's shvei, how could Rashi use this pasuk to teach you that there's a din, ein yeshiva ba'azari, al malcha be'stavu b'vad, when the pasuk, Gemara in Zvachim learns that from this psukim, that it's not a din, stami can't sit in Azar, it's a din, m'shas Aveda, that Aveda is pasul of Islam b'yeshiva. He also asks a stira, because Rashi and Sanhedrin, on the Gemara Kafal from the Beis, the Gemara that says that why did Yeravim ben Nevat make his Egel Azov, and why did he change the Yomtiv from the 7th month to the 8th month, from Tishrei to Cheshvan? So the Gemara says, the Psukim already say he's afraid when they go up to be Eile Regel, they'll become Avadim to Rechavim, and they'll be married in him. So the Gemara there explains, because Rechavim will be able to sit in the Azara, because he's in the Malchut Beis David, and Yeravim won't be able to sit. He won't be able to sit in the Azara because Gemiri, the Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, L'malcha Be'estavid B'vad. So there Rashi says, Gemiri is a loch l'maisha misinai v'loi mikra. First time, the Gemara says Lashon of Gemiri. And second of all, it says in Rashi, it's a loch l'maisha misinai v'loi mikra. So you see that the Makar to Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara is not the Psukim of Lama the Shara, so I'm the Sham of Ne'ashem. You see the Makar of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara is a loch l'maisha misinai v'loi mikra. And now Takashtim with the Gemara in Zvachim that uses these psukim to tell you psul yeshiva by Avaida. So Venisti and Rashi, I thought it may be a possible teretz, that maybe the Issi Yeshiva is Taka learned now from a pasuk, Lamed the Sharis, Ayim Misham Lefnei Hashem, like Rashi says. That's the Issi Yeshiva, that's the Issa to sit in the Azara. Masha'en Kain, what the Rashi there says, Gemiri, that's Halacha Meshim Sinev Eloi Mikra, is the Het of Malchai Beis David. That's Be'ikah what bothered Yeravam. What bothered Yeravam is that the Malchai Beis David, Rechavam, is going to be able to sit in Azara. So Mela, the Malchai Beis David will sit in Azara, and he won't be able to sit in Azara. That din, that the Malchai Beis David could sit in Azara, that's Taka Halacha Meshim Sinev. That's not from a pasuk. There's no pasuk. The pasuk's mashma. No one could sit in Azara. That misses the Yisham Taka as a machlokes if Malchai Beis David could sit in Azara or not. But the Bavli always says Malchai Beis David could sit in Azara. That Taka was Halacha Meshim Sinev that he was bothered with. That's Leimikra. So it could be the Issi Yeshiva Taka comes from the pasuk. But the head of Malchai Beis David comes from Halacha Meshim Sinev, not from the pasuk. Now, if you're going to have Shver, then how could there be Halacha Meshim Sinai that's Mata Malchai Beis David to sit in Azara when there was no David yet by Moshe? So what's the pshat that Moshe got Halacha that Malchai Beis David could sit? L'chayr David wasn't Nifcha yet to be the Melech. So I saw in the back, in the Gemara here for Dagoyis or Ablaz Landau, he says a very geshmak pshat. He says the Gemara Sanhedrin has a Shini Lashin from every other place that it's brought. It's brought commonplace in Shas. All the time it says, Ein yeshiva ba'azara l'malchi ve'ezdavi bovad. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which discusses Yeravam, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Ein yeshiva ba'azara l'malchi ve'ezdavi bovad. So, it's Ayman on the Shinoi. Every other place in Shas it says, Malchi ve'ezdavi bovad. And by the Gemara there, by Yeravam, it says, Malchi ve'ezdavi bovad. So he says, very good. He says, the Etzem Halacha Meshim Sinai wasn't said about David. David wasn't a Bechiri of David yet. The Halacha Meshim Sinai was the Malachim from Yehuda. That already, there was a Bechir of Yehuda. Layasa Shevet Mi Yehuda. There already was a Din Malchus has to come from Yehuda. Layasa Shevet Mi Yehuda tells you there's a Din Malchus from Yehuda. And that Moshe Rabbeinu said in our Sinai, that there was a Halacha Meshim Sinai, that the Din, that there's an Issi Yeshiva Nazar, whether that Din is Halacha Meshim Sinai, well, that then is learned there from the pasuk, like Rashi here says, "Lamed l'sharis, who aim them shalom of Hashem." Yet the din doesn't apply to the Malchay Beis Yehuda. And when the Eibishter will appoint a melech from Beis Yehuda al Pinavi, that melech will be mufka from this din. He will be allowed to sit in Nazar. So, when Yeravam said the Gemiri, Yeravam was saying the original nusach of the halacha l'meishim Sinai, that it was Ein Yeshiva Zal Malchay Beis Yehuda bovad. That the Malchi Beis Yehuda, the Melech, that the Navi picks from Yehuda, he'll tak have a din, he could sit in Azara. Any other Melech, even if he has a din Melech, but there's a din Malchi Yisrael, they're not the Malchi Yehuda, they can't sit in Azara. But the Gemara, that was Yeravam said, because that was the original text of the Halacha Meshim Sinai. But after David was Nifchar, and from the time that the Eibishter was Beicher in David, now all the Malchi Yehuda are going to come now from David, so now, it's going to have to be Malchai Beis David. The Malchai Beis Yehuda are Malchai Beis David. There can't be any other Malachim from Beis Yehuda. That was the Eibishter's Haftacha to David, that the Malchus only comes from David. So Mela, the text of the Halacha Meshim Sinai became Malchai Beis David Bavad, because that's the same thing. From now on, that is the Malchai Beis Yehuda, the Malchai Beis David. Now, Kopanim, that would answer the Stira in Rashi, that Rashi here says it comes from a pasuk, and there Rashi's Gemiri Halacha Meshim Sinai v'loy mikra, that maybe it's the heter of Malchai Beis David that you learn out from the Halacha Meshim Sinai. But the Issa Yeshiva is talking from a pasuk. Then this is a third Rashi, is a Rashi in Seyit Daf Mem, which Rashi there says that the reason why Ein Yeshiva Bazal Malchus Dov Bavad, Rashi there says, Ne'en kveit shmayim bekach. Vafilu malchei asharis ein lahem sham yeshiva. Dekstiv ayin de mima aloi. Karavas lachad min kamaya. That Rashi says, it's not kveit shmayim. And malchei beis David is mutter shechol kam amakam kavad lahayri shal mechusay shleima. That there, the Eibishter gave kavad to the malchei beis David. But, so Rashi there is grad a mashmitz of the Rabbanan dikadin. That's what the Mishnah Lamelech also says. That he says that the Rashi in Sait is Mashmas Darabana, and the Rashi here in Yuma, it's Mashmas comes from the Pasuk of Lamed L'Sharis, and the Rashi in Sanhedrin is Mashmas Halacha Meshim Sinai. Shigel Stephen the Rashi's. Kabbalim, he says, could be the Rashi in sight. There's not a raya that he holds this Rabban. And maybe he's giving you the time of the Pasuk. Shigel Shver White has to tell you the time of the Pasuk. Or maybe he's telling you the time of the Pasuk. The Ma'is, it is a Shal in the Rishayim already, if it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. The Taisin Zvachim after Zion is Mashmielder was the Raisa. And Taisis there at the end, Agon Taisis has a suffix. If it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan, he wants to bring a Raisa to the Rabbanan, but he's Matcha the Raya. And there's an Arzarua in Chelik Beisim Reishka Zion that says Klar, it's the Rabbanan. But the Stam Taisin Zvachim is Mashem Afurish that he held it was the Raisa. Taisa has a whole pilpul about the Drasha Sakra with Yeshev that's Mashem Klarf and Taisis before the Agav of Taisis that he held it was the Raisa. So it could be some Machalikas Yishenim. Kinir is a Machalikas Yishenim to the din of Ein Yeshiva Bazar Lamalchis Bistelavad is a din de Raisa or a din de Rabbanan. The Lamalch that we mentioned in Ilchis Beis Bechir and also the Exayin Alachavav and also the Gvura Siri here. Them inside the very shtag to say it's the Raisa, the Gvura Siri is Mayrich. They both bring the same raya from the Gemara and Kedushin. The Gemara and Kedushin says, the Gemara there says that on the Pasuk, Venerlikim Terim Chav Shmuel Sheikh of Behechel Hashem, that sounds like Shmuel slept in the Hechel. So the Gemara says you can't say Shmuel actually slept in the Hechel because Ein Yeshiva Bazel Amalcha Beis Dava Bovan. It must mean Shmuel Sheikhev that he was sleeping wherever he was sleeping, and Behechel Hashem is going on the other part, the rest of the pasuk. That's what the Gemara there says. The Gemara brings a raya that Shmuel Sheikhev Behechel Hashem is not kibshutai because Ein Yeshiv Bazel Amalchi Bestel Bovan. So Tainet the Mishnah Lamelech, if you're going to say it's a Dinder Rabbanon, so how do you know it was Masukin already? How did the Gemara know that they already made that Takana? Maybe the Takana wasn't made yet. If it's the Raisus, then you have a kasha. How could Shmuel do it, isn't it? It's also. But if it's the Rabbanon, so you don't know when the Rabbanon will misaken it. Even though it could be the Rabbanon will misaken it already, it's not shver to say the Rabbanon will misaken it already by Shmuel's time. But if the Pasuk is mashman that Shmuel takas left in the Heichal Hashem, and the Gemara is bringing a raya that the Pasuk can't be learned kipshutai, because Ein Yeshiva Azel Malchi Beistava Bovan, so if it's the Rabbanon, the Chayr is no raya, you could say that they didn't make the Takana yet. So, that alone is not so shver. It could be sometimes the Gemara knew when the Takana was made. The Gemara Siri says, even if you're going to say the Gemara knew that the Takana was made already by Shmuel's time, he still has it shver. Because the emphasis, he says, the sleep in the Heichal is anyway also midiraisa. Also other time him. Stam, there's an issa deraisa for a Zohar to walk into the Heichal no matter what. There's an issa deraisa if anyone is not a kain to walk into the Heichal. Shmuel wasn't a kain. So, Mela, Stam, there's an issa deraisa to walk into the Heichal. And besides that, there's an issa deraisa even for a kayin to walk into the heichal unless he's doing aveda. And Shmuel was just sleeping; he wasn't doing aveda. So mishleim, if it's deraisa, say the chinami. There are other reasons why he couldn't be in the heichal. So the Gemara picks one of the reasons. Chada mitreyet last time and akat. Gemara says say every single issur it is. The Gemara says one of the issurim that you can't sit in nazar l'malcha beis davar bavad. But if the reason the Gemara picked was derabanan, how could the Gemara leave over reasons that are deraisa to pick a reason that's derabanan? Elamai, it must be that it's deraisa. That's the Gemara Siri's right. Like we said, it's a machalikis rishonim. Taisus here has a shmuz. If there's an issi yeshiva ba'azara, so what did the Kahanim do when they ate the kachi kachim? The kachi kachim, the menachis, the shari menachis, and the basif, and the chattis, and the asham, all had to be eaten in the azara. So, well, the Kahanim allowed to sit when they ate the Kachi Kachim. So, Taisa says in one Teretz said no, they weren't allowed to sit. And in the Chinami, according to one Teretz of Taisa's here, and this was a Mashav Shwein Taisa's Vachim after Zayin, that no, they taka stood. They had to stand up while they were eating the different Kachi Kachim, the Shari Menachis, and the Chattis, and the Asham. They would have to stand in the Azar and eat while they were standing. But Taisa says two other Terutzim, another Rishayim wants to bring these Terutzim. One Terutz is that whenever it's Tzarech Avayda, you're allowed to sit. Whenever you're doing something which is part of Avayda, regular Avayda, you can't do while you're sitting. There's an Issa of Yeshiv. But it means Mstama Avayda, which there's no Psul Yeshiva, but it is considered that you're doing an Avayda from the Avayda Samikdash, then you're allowed to sit. Asha L'chayr, Lefi, this Terutz, you'd be allowed to sit during Shchita. There's no Psul Yeshiv by Shchita. Even Azara could do Shchita. But since you're doing an Aveidah, Lamash, you're doing Aveidah of Shchita, even though you could do the Aveidah while you're standing, but since you're doing the Aveidah of the Makam, So there's no Issa Yeshiva. This Yeshiva is stam when you're sitting and doing nothing, not that you're being Ayva Devishta, not when you're doing, participating in one of the Avedas of the Beis HaMikdash. But when you're participating in the Aveda, so then there's no Issa Yeshiva. He's bothered a bit. What's the Gemara's Raya that the Lishkas HaGazis was Chetz Yechayil? Why don't you say that the Zakin that was in Yeshiva B'Maravis is part of, I guess he's supervising the pious. So why don't you say also he's doing an Aveda? So he'd be allowed to sit. He says a pious is not Mamish Tzarech Aveda because it's possible to do an Aveda without a pious. They could do another way. Mashenkein, eating kachim, which is a Tzarech Aveda, it's part of the Hechshar HaKarban to eat the carbon. Since you're doing a Tzarech Aveda, you're allowed to sit while you're doing an Aveda. That's a second Teretz of Tesis. And a third Teretz of Tesis is like in the middle. That b'emesin, stam when you're doing aveda, you're not allowed to sit. But by eating kachim, there's a bezunder din called lamashcha. Eating kachim has to be done lamashcha, which is the gdula. You have to eat it b'eifin gdula. You have to eat it with mustard. The Gemara says, you have to eat it b'eifin gdula. You can't just eat it b'eifin, right? You have to eat it mamash kederach shamalacha meisim. So since it's a din lamashcha, that eating it l'gdula, kederach shamalacha meisim, so mainly you're allowed to sit because it's pashit, it's a chiyuv to sit. The din achilas kachim is mechayev to sit, and mainly you're allowed to sit in order to do the avodah of eating kachim. That's Tosfos third teretz. And now let's go weiter to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a pious hasheni. The Mishnah talks about the second pious. It has 13 kehanim that were zeich in the second pious. Mishaychet who shechs the tamid, mizerik who zerik the tamid. Mimidashim is Be'ech HaPnimi, Mimidashim is Semenayah, who takes the ashes away from the Mizbe'ech HaPnimi from yesterday's Keteris, who takes away the ashes from the Menayah. Umimal Eivarim Lekevesh, and who brings the Eivarim of the Tamid, which is an Eila, which has to be burnt all in the Mizbe'ech, who brings the Eivarim of the Tamid to the Mizbe'ech? They have six Kehanim, Aresh V'Regel, Shtei Yadayim, Uketzuregel, Achazav, Agera, Ushtei Tfanais. Those are the six Eivarim, and the Kervayim, the Selas, the Chavitim, and the Yayim. Shloish HaAsakanim Zachubay. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes on to have a machlok. It's the exact order the Eivarim were brought, and the Gemara in the Braisa brings another sheet that's on the exact order the Eivarim were brought to the Mizbeach. Now, the Taizushan and the Ritva, the Rishainim point out that really the Dishan Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Dishan HaMenorah was done before the Shkit and the Zrik of the Tamid, like Smavur and the Sugya later, and Daflam Megimel Amin Aleph, because that's an Aveda that was done from yesterday. But the reason why they included Shkit and Zrika earlier on in the Pais than they did Dishan Mizbeach HaPnimi, Dishan HaMenorah, is because Shkit and Zrika is more the Aveda Ikri, the more the important Aveda is the Aveda Sayyim that has to be done with the Tamid, as opposed to the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnim, the Dishim HaMenorah. And you have to say, that's Dafka Lagabi, the Shechita and the Zrik of the Tamid, because those are Aveda that are Ma'akiv on the carbon Tamid. Mashengen, the Akhtar of the Tamid, even though it's also the Aveda of the Tamid, the Aveda Sayyim, but still, they did mention the Dishim of the Mizbeach HaPnim, the Dishim HaMenorah. They did do the pious in it before the Akhtar is a Tamid, because the Akhtar is not Ma'akiv, and it's not from the Ikar Avedis a Tamid, Vadi Mechuv Timak to the Tamid, but since it's not Ma'akiv, so Mamela doesn't get a Kadima before the Dishim is Be'ech HaPnim and the Dishim HaMenorah, which actually come before. Now the Mishnah mentions the Avedis of Shechita and the Avedis of Zrika, and it doesn't mention the Avedis of Kabbalah, and that the Gemara asks, which one of the two, obviously either the Sheikhet or the Zayrik is doing the Avedis of Kabbalah. So the Gemara has a shayla, which one of the two? Does the Sheikhet do the Aveid of Kabbalah, Zerik do the Aveid of Kabbalah? The Gemara says the Svara, that the Sheikhet should dafka do the Aveid of Kabbalah, because if the Zerik is doing it, since he's so excited about doing the Zrika, maybe he won't be Mekabel all the dam. Or maybe that's why the Sheikhet should do Kabbalah. And the Svara that the Zerik should do the Aveid of Kabbalah is, because the Sheikhet Shechit is Ksheri Bazar, so maybe the Azar will Shecht, and then if he'll do the Kabbalah, they'll pass the Kabbalah, because Kabbalah, Mi Kabbalah Ve'elech Mitzvah Kahuna. So that's why they would be make a takana that the Sheikhet never does the Kabbalah, because maybe Azar might Shecht. So the Gemara's Maskan is like that Svar, that the Zayrik does the Kabbalah, and Mestam, of course, the Svar of the Gemara, because the Sheikhet can't do the Kabbalah, because we're afraid that maybe a Zar will shecht and the Kabbalah would be possible. The Gvur Sari is Ma'ir that the Gemara never discusses halacha. Why doesn't the Gemara discuss halacha? It says the Chayyur, it's pashit that lemaskanis haGemara that the Zayrik does the Kabbalah. I've added the Zayrik does the halacha also. He's mekabel the dam and then he brings the dam to be Zayrikit. I've added he's doing the halacha also. But why did the Gemara mention it? Befrat, what's not 100% clear is on the tzad that the Sheikh does the Kabbalah. So who exactly does the halacha? The Gemara doesn't mention that as a shayla. If the Sheikh it's mekabel, is he meilik and then gives it to the Zayrik? Or no, the Sheikh it's mekabel, and right away the Zayrik takes it from him and does the halacha and the Kabbalah. Halacha and the Zrika. So the Gemara simply says simply that Avadit is no svara that the Sheikh should do all three, the Shkita and the Kabbalah and the Halacha. Even if you're going to say that the Sheikh is Makabal, because we're afraid if the Zarek's Makabal, he won't be Makabal all the dam, but there's no reason why the Sheikh should also do the Halacha. You might as well split it up. He does two Avadis, the Shkita and Kabbalah, and the Zarek does two Avadis, the Halacha and the Zrika. It's only because the Sheikh is not Makabal, because maybe a Zohar will be Shechs, and then he can't do the Kabbalah, so Avada the Sheikh also is not going to be Zayrik, not going to be Melech, I mean. Avada wants the Sheikh is not being Makabal, so whoever's Makabal the Dam, he's the one that's going to be Melech and Zayrik. But on the side that the Sheikh is Makabal, it must have been Pasha to the Gemara that the Sheikh and the Makabal is not Melech, because why should you give him three Avadis and the other one only one? That's what it says in the Gevura Sari. Now in the Mishnah we have that the Sheikh is the first of the Zeichem and the Pais, and that's because Shechita comes chronologically before Zrika. The Rambam and Perish Mishnayis had the Zayrik before the Sheikhet, because the Zrika, since the Aveda is Dafka by a Kain, it's a more Chashiv Aveda than the Shechita, and therefore they were Mephais and the Zayrik before the Shechita. Like we see, they weren't medactic necessarily on the chronological order of the Avedas, they somewhat went Basa Chashivas, like you see that they made the Shechita and Zrika before the Dishim is Be'ech HaPnim and Dishim Menorah. So the Rambam Perish Mishnayis and the Rav says that the Zrika was before the Shechita. Kenira, they were goyis that way in the Mishnah. That's what's brought down in the new Itzah of the Rambam, the Itzah of Ibeis of Kapach, and also that's what's mashed that way in the Rambam Perish Mishnayis and Tamid, that his goyis in the Mishnah was Mizayrik Mishaychet, and that's why he held that the Zrika was before the Shechita. The Rambam in Yad, the Mishnah Torah, he says the Mishnah the way we have the Mishnah, that the Shechita was the first. First is Mishaychet and then Mizayrik. The Ritva asks Akasha, why did the Mishnah mention who's the Maktir? Who does the Haktara? We know there are five Avedis, Shechita, Kabbalah, Elocha, Zrika, Haktara. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention who does the Haktara? That's what the Ritva asks. And the Ritva answers that the Zayrik did the Haktara. Whoever did the Zrika, he's the one that did the Haktara. That's why it didn't mention who did the Haktara. Because Minastam, the Zayrik is the Maktir, because he does the one who does the Avedis Adam should be the same one that does the Avedis Abasar. So the Zayrik and the Maktir are the same person. And the Kesef Mishnah brings down this Ritva, doesn't make any comment on it, but the Mishnah Malach asks the Chayetz Pel of the Ritva. What's he asking, who's the Maktir? And he answers that the Zayrik is the Maktir. The Chayetz, the fourth pious was, who brings the Evarim from the Kevish onto the Mizbech? L'chari, that's the Makter. That's the one who's being Makter. The one who brings the Evarim from the Kevish onto the Mizbech, he's being Makter it. So what's the Ritva's Kasha, who doesn't say who the Makter is, and he says, obviously the Zayrik was the Makter, said the Basra and the Dam should be done by the same person. L'chari, they made a pious, Lahenya, for the Akhtar, the fourth pious, who brings the Evarim from the Kevish to the Mizbech, that's the Makter, L'chari. So the Mishnah L'melech says, Vaisteis Ritva learns that no. There was a pious, part of the second pious was who brings it from the Shulchanus where the Talmud was to the Kevesh. There was another pious who brings it from the Kevesh to the top of the Mizbech, and they're still not being makter. The one who's makter it is, the Zayrik then goes and takes the Evarim, they're ready up all the way on top of the Mizbech, and puts it onto the fire and is makter it. But the pious Revi was not to put it onto the fire, it was just to bring it up onto the Mizbech. Because it doesn't say in the Mishnah Malach said, doesn't say in the Mishnah, Mim Makter Ha'Evarim. It says, Mim Mal Ha'Evarim, Mikavish Ha'Mizbech. They bring it up from the Kavish Ha'Mizbech. They're not Makter it. That's how the Ritva must have learned. Maisa the Mishnah Melech brings Rashi in Sukkah that the Dalam Abayis that learns Mefurish that the Malay Varim and Akevish and Mizmech means to be Makdir. The Magi and the Ridva, an older Magi in the early Tfus of the Ridva, says also that the Lashon of Malah, you have Ashayala Iloy Zavach, the din of Halah B'chutz. A lot of times Lashon of Malah means Akhtara. But if you're talking to learn, that's how the Mishnah Melech learns. That the Ridva learned that no, that mean Malay Varim and Akevish and Mizmech just means they brought up the Varim, but doesn't say they were Makdir and the Zayuk was Makdir. Mashiach Rashi and Sukkah, and that's what Mashman Tezer Shalom later also holds no, that the ones who brought up the Devarim Mekevish and Mizbech, that bring it up Mekevish and Mizbech means that they will makter it. Now, in the Mishnah that says Mishaychet, the Ridva says, even though Shkit is Ksheir Bizar, so why did they have a pious for Shkit altogether? It's not an Avodah that a Kayin has to do. So the Ridva says, Mitzvasa B'Kayin L'chatchila. It's a mitzvah lechatchila for a kohen to do shkita. Kedisa hasam mizvachim, like it says in Zvachim. This shkita that lechatchila kohen should do the shkita, even though shkita is ksheir bizar, Emerson also says in Taisus and Kedushin that I involve him in days on the mission of Ein Baikim in the mizbeach ulamal, that if somebody works in the mizbeach, already you know for sure that he's kasher. So Taisus says that we're talking about even the avodas that are ksheir. Mizarim, like Shkita and Hefshit, even though Shkita is Ksheir B'Nashim V'Avadim, he says, Hainu D'Yevet, Avachachil Le'Avdi Kim Ksheir M'Yuchasim, Avachachil on the Ksheir M'Yuchasim Udu D'Avayda. But Taisus is not Mamish Mefurish like the Dvar, because could be Taisus just means that the Gemara is saying that you know that he's a Me'Yuchas, that he's Kasha L'Koyl, and that Taisus is saying that even though an Isha and an Eved is Kasha, some Estama Huadin, someone who's Pasul Lakal, I mean, the Eved you see is Pasul Lakal, so he's Kasha Teshecht. And that Taisa says that wasn't what they did, Lechatchil, they used the Miyuchis. But could be a Zohar that was Miyuchis would also be good according to Taisus. The Emes is a Tshvei, the Ridva. The Ridva says, like it says in Zvachim, that the din of Shchitik Sheyam Zohar is not Lechatchil. In Zvachim it says, Mamish Punk Fakert, on the Mishnah of Kol Apsulim, the Mishnah beginning of the third parak of Zvachim that says Shashkita Ksheim Zarim Ubanashim Avadim Ubitmeim, the Gemara there is Mefurish in Daflam and Bezim and Aleph that it means Lechatchila. The Gemara talks about it. The Gemara is Mefurish that by Nashim and then Zarim and Avadim, that's a din that they Lechatchila could shecht. By Tmeim it says a din, he can't shecht Lechatchila, Gzerishem Yigav Abasar. But the other ones could shecht Lechatchila. The Me'iri says, and Kumi the Ritva means this also, that as Avavish Shkitasik Sheir Bazar, Mikomokum Faisim Lamish Meshachilat Shricha Kayim Bakarban Atomid, Avavisha Besharkabanis Mutamachatchila Bazar, Kamashis Barba Paragavi, that by the carbon Tomid Lachatchila you need a Kayin, by other carbonis it's good enough to have a Zar. Kumbi the Dvosa means that maybe has a Raya from the Gemara in Zvachim, that Akapanim by the carbon Tomid or the carbon Tzibur, that would need Bedafka Kayin. The Cheshek Shleimei Menachas Daf Yates says this. He brings Rayas that Be'emesin by a carbon yachid is a din the Bailam Shechecht. That's what it says Be'emesin the Gemara in Psachim Nav Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara talks about the bracha, that you say a bracha al hashchita. So the Gemara says, why don't you say a bracha lishchait? So the Gemara says, Leisagi delaviyu shachit. He doesn't have to shecht. Can't say a bracha lishchait because not a mitzvah bedafka nim to shecht. So Gemara says Pesach Hakadosh Ma'akel Meima. There the mitzvah is dafka on him, and Rashi says it's a mitzvah on the Bailam, like it says a Samach V'Shachet, that the Bailam who does the smicha, they're the ones the chatchila who should shecht. So you see, Klein, as that's smashed in the Gemara, that by a carbon the chatchila the Bailam should shecht, and that means the Mishnah says in Kalim that the Azara, Yisrael, is not allowed to go into the Azara unless he's needed to go there for Smicha, Tnufa, and Shchita. So it sounds clear that when Azara is needed for Shchita, he does go into the Azara. And the Gain in Eli Rabbah says, Mamish this thing, that there's a mitzvah in the Baal Mechatchila Teshecht. So it could be that's the chilek between Karban Yachin and Karban Tzibur. By Karban Yachin, then Azara Lechachila Shecht, because the mitzvah in the Baal Teshecht. So Mele, they weren't knowing not to let Azara Shecht. Other Rabbah, it's his mitzvah, so male, they have to let him shecht. Mashaik and Karbanis Tzibur, where there's no mitzvah on a zarat shech, so there they were naig lechatchila that only a kayin could shech, and that's why they considered the shechita as part of the pious.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.